Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's Friday afternoon, and it's just about 4:30, and you know what that means. Time for the Outdoors Outlook, presented by our friends at Nanticoke Outfitters. And as we do every Friday, Captain Dave Fletcher joins us. And Dave, I know we were worried about a little bit of rain in the forecast for tomorrow, but looks like things might have improved a bit.
It has. It's improved a little. There's still a chance of some rain on Saturday, but not nearly as bad as we thought it was going to be, which helps the Maryland turkey hunters. As we had said, this is the last weekend for the Maryland turkey hunters. The season actually ends on Tuesday. So if you get a chance, get out. Take advantage of the weekend and try to get your turkey before the season ends. Let's jump into fishing, though. We're going to start in Delaware. Tributaries, still a great place for the white perch, snakeheads, and catfish. And I tell you, I could say this every report for the next couple of weeks. So keep that in mind. The Delaware Bay, it's starting to heat up. The flounder have arrived in Lewis and Rehoboth Canal. Minnows so far have been the most productive bait there.
Yeah, we were talking last week, Captain Dave. You were saying, if I remember correctly, minnows were a little hard to find right now?
Yeah, they have been. And fortunately, most bait shops are starting to get them in. But, you know, I tell everyone, don't hesitate to get yourself a minnow trap or a casting net to catch some of your own bait, especially with the kids. That can be just as fun as the actual fishing. So let's talk a little bit more about Delaware Bay. The bluefish have showed up, and that's always fun. Surf fishing has been lights out in both Maryland and Delaware. As long as you enjoy being out on that beach surf fishing, the fishing has been phenomenal. The black sea bass fishing in both Delaware and Maryland was really good this week. And if you have a trip booked, you can expect some good fishing.
And how's the fishing been in Ocean City? I know a lot of people are going to be rolling into town for Cruisers Week, maybe casting a few lines.
Yeah, that's right. Just as the sea bass fishing has been great this past week, so has the rock fishing and flounder fishing in the Ocean City area. What's happening is the flounder is starting to move in through the inlet, and they're getting set up for what we call their summer camp in the back bays. So really, any of the channels in the back bays are hot spots right now. The rockfish have been all around the bridges and the south jetty. One of my parties this week actually caught over 40 rockfish in one day.
Man, that must have been a great trip to be on, Captain Dave.
Oh, it was an excellent trip. And I tell you, we really went through some plastic baits. Why, you might be wondering? Well, if your soft plastic baits start getting ripped in half, you can thank the bluefish for that, because they're moving into the OC Inlet as well. And we've caught a bunch of them in the 17 to 20 inch range, which is a nice range to be in. Just as it is in the Delaware tributaries, white perch, catfish, and snakeheads, they're still out there just waiting to be fed by our local anglers. So go catch yourself some.
Captain Dave, sounds like the fishing is obviously, heating up like the temperatures are all around Delmarva.
Oh, it certainly is. And I tell you, if you want to book a fishing trip to take advantage of it, visit nanticokeoutfitters.com and see what dates we have available. But I'll tell you, if getting out to fish or turkey hunt this weekend is not in your plans, here's an event you should try to attend. It's the Rally for Our First Responders, which I think is a great event. It's from 12 to 6 p.m. on Saturday at the Hudson Fields in Milton, Delaware. I know there's going to be food trucks, which is always one of my favorites, live music, auctions, local beer, and more.
Including April Brilliant. She's going to be out there with our Coast Country Cares event, thanks to Spicer Brothers, from 11 to 1. So good call, Captain Dave.
Absolutely, and anytime you can stop by and see April's a good time. Hey, so I appreciate you following along, and as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.